Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today we'll look at the swing bands of Bunny Berrigan, Woody Herman, Jimmy Lunsford, Bob Crosby, Tommy Dorsey with Frank Sinatra, and Hal McIntyre. A sad story from the swing era is that of Bunny Berrigan. He was a severe alcoholic, which affected his ability to lead an orchestra. He died from cirrhosis of the liver at just age 33. He is still considered one of the finest trumpeters of the era. Lined up are three instrumentals by the Berrigan Big Band, There'll Be Some Changes Made, Peg O' My Heart, and Gangbusters Holiday.
Thank you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Woodrow Charles Herman was born in Milwaukee in 1913. As a child, he worked as a singer and tap dancer on vaudeville and could play clarinet and saxophone. At age 23, he took over leadership of the Isham Jones Band when Jones retired in 1936. This band played mostly the blues until 1943 when Herman decided to play more swing and jazz. His new orchestra became known as the Thundering Herd and lasted until 1946. Herman soon formed a new band known as the Second Herd, which contained numerous young musicians who had stellar careers in jazz. Herman continued to lead, sing, and play clarinet in his orchestras for over 50 years. He passed away in 1987 at age 74. Here are three broadcast performances by the Second Herd in 1948. Tuli Uli Duli, Northwest Passage, and My Pal Gonzalez. Vocals by Herman and Marianne McCall.
Here's something on the novelty side. It features the maestro Woody Herman on the vocal along with Marianne McCall. Marianne and Woody singing Tuli Uli.
Thank you. my pal Gonzalez. He is closer to me than brother. He is my buddy since I'm riding on Kitty Car. When I get married, he come visit my hacienda. He drink my whiskey and he's smoking my best cigar. Then one day a big fiesta, I awake from my siesta feeling kind of funny. It is bare my little palace and I find my pal Gonzalez take wife and money to make the ends meet. I am working as peanut vendor. My pal Gonzalez, he should only drop dead the door. I awake from my siesta feeling kind of funny. It is bare my little palace and I find my pal Gonzalez take wife and money to make the ends meet. I am working as bartender. My pal Gonzalez, he should only drop dead the door.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. Many of the swing-era band leaders were real showmen. Jimmy Lunsford was no exception. He didn't play an instrument or sing with the band, which left him to be more of an entertainer. On stage, he was outrageous, provocative, and humorous. The band was very choreographed, with the players moving together in unison. This next set contains Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's Breakfast Ball, the Lunsford original Swingin' Uptown, and Cole Porter's Miss Otis Regrets, sung by Cy Oliver, who was a composer, arranger, singer, and trumpet player for the orchestra.
All the rhythm is hot,
yeah.
And the coffee is nice,
no.
But you're on the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll find Mr. Satan always in the corner waiting to a hidey high, and a trumpet calls. Harlem's riding high, oh, raising haters at the breakfast ball.
Thank you. Unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Woke up and found that her dream of love was gone. Madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, this Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her up on the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely hand and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging away. Many of the players in the Bob Crosby Big Band were from New Orleans, and their musical roots can be heard in their music. The band has a distinct Dixieland feel. You'll hear Little Rock Getaway, South Rampart Street Parade, reminiscent of Mardi Gras, and Dogtown Blues, referring to a rural town in northern Alabama. Thank you. You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Francis Albert Sinatra was born to Italian immigrants in Hoboken, New Jersey, in 1915. His father was a boxer, fireman, and bar owner, and his mother was a midwife who did illegal abortions on the side. Frank developed an interest in big band jazz at an early age and began singing in local clubs and on radio. His big break came when he was hired by Harry James in 1939. After a few months, Sinatra left James to join the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, where he became a star. In 1942, he decided to go solo. One night, in 44, while performing at the Paramount in New York City, 35,000 fans who could not get in caused a near riot. Sinatra mania. Frank made several USO tours during World War II. Needless to say, Frank went on to have a huge career as a recording artist in radio, TV, and Hollywood movies, and as a Las Vegas entertainer. He died in 1998 at age 82. Let's play three songs by Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey in the early 1940s, You and I, Irving Berlin's Blue Skies, and The Last Call for Love.
sky's smiling at me.
Take me as you're in the dome, boy.
Nothing but blue sky.
It's mellow, mellow.
Do I see
blue sky, blue sky.
Blue bird
ever
singing a song.
Hear a blue bird singing a blue.
Nothing but blue bird.
They don't.
All day long. Blue days, all of them gone.
All misery,
nothing but blue skies
overhead
from now on.
Mr. Allen, go ahead, go ahead.
Got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Another sad story of a swing band leader was that of Hal McIntyre, who died from being caught in a house fire in 1959. He was only 45 years old. Here's the McIntyre Orchestra in 1946 with a live recording from the Hotel Commodore in New York City. You'll hear Hal on his saxophone and singing There's Good Blues Tonight.
Johnny Turnbull to sing with Hal McIntyre on the orchestra. There's Good Blues Tonight.
The word of a bird with an ear. Get around the stand, listen to the band. It's the jive you've been waiting to hear. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight. There's good blues tonight. You can't help but dance, 'cause the music is really right. Ah, yes, there's tonight, there's groovy blues tonight. A chance to romance while the dancing is lit and light. Each chuck and cheek to cheek it with his chick. No gate that's late will rate the latest late. Cause it's sure good blues tonight. Good blues tonight.
The distaff side of this musical aggregation, one Nancy Reed.
Once again, we've got some more time, so let's add Jack Leonard singing Cole Porter's Who Knows in 1937 with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Outside of you, who
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.